program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Cotton Cloud Futons, a locally owned business featuring futons and mattresses, frames, covers, furnishings, and accessories which can be made with organic and recycled materials. Cotton Cloud is located at 701 Northeast Broadway in Portland. Information at 503-335-0758 or cottoncloudfutons.com.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Hi, this is Press Watch. Here's a news item. Police fired pepper spray as about 150 anti-war protesters tried to enter the port of Olympia as part of ongoing demonstrations against the shipment of army equipment to Iraq. Protesters chanted, "Out of Olympia, out of Iraq," as they rocked a chain-link gate to the port late Monday. At least three tried to use wooden boards to pry the gate open, the Olympian newspaper reported. A 50-ton piece of equipment was moved to reinforce the gate on the other side. Police and sheriff's deputies clad in riot gear fired at least four rounds of pepper spray in an hour after asking the demonstrators several times to stop, authorities said. No one was arrested, but paramedics were dispatched to treat some activists. Dozens of demonstrators crouched in the port plaza, dousing each other's eyes with water and offering slices of onion to soothe their throats. So how dare they try to actually enter the people's port that they paid for with their taxes. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Where do those wacky liberals come up with this sort of stuff? This is Press Watch. You're listening to KBOO. And this is the new time. It's the old time. Years ago, I ran this at 9 o'clock, and I just liked it better. And so I asked to get 9 o'clock back. Now I'm back at 9 o'clock. And I kind of like it because it continues that talk show sort of energy, and because I do like sometimes to have people call in and comment on what's going on in the news. Here's some more news for you. But first, before I give the news, I'd like to get another report from those flaming liberals who wrote this document called the U.S. Constitution. Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. In a radical department from earlier statements, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has said that requiring Internet service providers to save records of their customers' online activities is necessary in the fight against terrorism, CNetNews.com has learned. Gonzalez and FBI Director Robert Mueller privately met with representatives of AOL, Comcast, Google, Microsoft, and Verizon last week and said that Internet providers and perhaps search engines must retain data for 2 years to aid in anti-terrorism prosecutions. According to multiple sources familiar with the discussion who spoke on condition of anonymity on Tuesday, "We want this for terrorism," Gonzalez said, according to one person familiar with the discussion. And to depart from the text, he didn't say whether he meant we want this to terrorize the American public or we want this to prevent terrorists from blowing up bombs or something. But to return to the text, Gonzalez's earlier position had only emphasized how mandatory data retention would help thwart child exploitation. So, departing from the text again. So, look, if you're against this, you're for molesting kids, obviously. I mean, you know, hey, what's the matter with you? Let's all get searched. What have you got to hide? Have you been molesting children? Returning to the text, in a speech last month at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, Gonzalez said that Internet providers must retain records to aid investigations of criminals abusing kids and sending images of the abuse around the world through the Internet. If data retention becomes viewed primarily as an anti-terrorism measure, recent legal and political spats could complicate the Justice Department's efforts to make it standard practice, especially after recent reports that AT&T has opened its databases to the National Security Agency. Internet and telecommunication executives have become skittish about appearing to be cooperating too closely with the federal government's surveillance efforts. In addition, the positive publicity that Google received during its legal dispute with the Justice Department over search terms has demonstrated to Internet companies the benefits of objecting to government requests on privacy grounds. Privacy grounds? Well, what are they talking about? Well, maybe it's the Ninth Amendment here, the right of the people to... The Ninth Amendment says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. That's a pretty clever one, don't you think? It's a good thing that's in there because, you know, who knows what sort of rights could be taken away otherwise. And, you know, like your right to breathe. That's a right, isn't it? Well, it doesn't say that it's a... Well, it doesn't have to because we have the Ninth Amendment. Let me read again. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. You know, that's pretty common, pretty plain language. Let me read that Fourth Amendment again. Just gives me a thrill. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched, and the persons or things to be seized. You have comments on what I've been reading today? Then call me, Teresa, at PressWatch, at KBOO, the People's Community Radio Station. Time is 9:08, and the number to call in is 503-231-8187, 503-231-8187. Hey, we've got elections coming up, and... they should be pretty interesting because I don't think we've got anything like a reliable election system. But the gaming has begun. When I say elections coming up, it's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? I'm talking about elections 2 years from now. But from rawstory.com, Congressman Brad Miller, Democrat of North Carolina, is facing one of the nastiest campaigns in the nation as supporters of challenger Vernon Robinson race bait in black neighborhoods and question the representative's sexual orientation in radio ads set to mariachi music, according to the News and Observer. I'm not making this up. This is the way it was printed on rawstory.com. Look it up. Continuing, Brad Miller supports, quote, Brad Miller supports gay marriage and sponsored a bill to let American homosexuals bring their foreign homosexual lovers to this country on a marriage visa, end quote, an announcer says in a Robinson-endorsed ad. Quote, if Miller had his way, America would be nothing but one big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals, end quote, the ad continues. Quote, but if you elect Vernon Robinson, that party's over, end quote. Now you can hear that ad at Robinson's website. Hey, how's that for politicking? a fiesta of homosexuals, so... yeah, I don't even know where to start with that. Oh, my. Some people are so perspicacious. Do you say perspicacious or perspicacious as to they have perspicacity? They have called already. The number to call, 503-231-8187, and hi, you're on the air. Oh, that's very faint. Try again.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Hey, what's your main topic today?
Now, listen, don't listen to the radio because we have a delay going, I'm pretty sure, unless it broke down.
No,
listen,
I got the radio
to the phone. What's my
radio
main
off.
Topic today? Fourth Amendment. We'll pick the Fourth Amendment.
Fourth Amendment. Uh-huh. You know what? Educate me. Exactly what does it say?
What exactly does the Fourth Amendment say?
You brilliant dude, you.
I'm a brilliant dude, I'll have you know. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched, and the persons or things to be seized.
Privacy, right?
Privacy in that sense of you can't be searched, yeah.
Okay, what is your main beef, or what is your main complaint with what's going on now? Have you been searched personally?
Well, yes, actually. Anyone who uses the Internet has been searched.
Oh, come on. I mean...
I'm sorry, but this is a fact that has been discussed in the European Parliament of if you want paper on it, if you want to find actual political discussion of the issue, the United States Dictionary Echelon email searching program has been discussed at length and with some vehemence in the European Parliament, so it's not a mess.
Yeah, but you personally haven't been searched physically at your home or wherever you live.
I'm talking about electronic searches here, which are bad enough. And okay. I don't know whether they've been searched. Excuse me. I don't know whether they've been searched or not because there's a sneak and peek provision in the Patriot Act which violates that clause of the Constitution,
but
the Fourth Amendment.
Has it affected you? What? How has it personally affected you and ruined your life? Tell me that.
I cannot feel safe against search, and
you
I cannot feel safe against search like all Americans, and therefore my political activity.
I mean,
you're not going to even
doing,
going to let me respond, are you?
You
want to let me respond? You asked me a question. You want to let me respond?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I've been affected politically, and I've been affected personally. I'm a loud dissenter. I have to wonder if I had been searched on the Patriot Act, I might have been, and I would not have been notified. But as an American and as someone who has a political attitude, I've been affected because the people who are in power are abusing their power, and they are violating the Constitution. That's
how
I've been
affected.
Have
you done anything illegal on the Internet that you feel threatened, that you think, oh, that they're going to catch? Or have you done any, I mean... I don't do anything legally illegal on the internet, so I don't care if they're looking.
Oh yeah, what if you pulled up a web page that had an ad for child porn on it? Do you know for a certainty that you have never done that?
Yes, I know because
no,
I don't even go get closely remote to those type of sites.
What type of sites are those? I mean, how would you know if the site was there? How would you know if it wasn't sort of coded?
If I do not know the site exactly, I don't go there.
So you're taking the attitude of, if you've done nothing wrong, then you have nothing to fear from blatant fascism.
That's exactly right.
And so you're in favor of blatant fascism.
I'm not in favor of blatant fascism. I'm behind the fact that we need to protect our nation.
From what?
From terrorism.
Where are they?
Everywhere. They're amongst us. They were amongst us on 9/11.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so afraid. Terrorists. Where are they? Are they coming this way? What
are
you afraid
of? 12 of them are dead from crashing into our buildings.
10 times that many people are dead from cigarettes and alcohol since then.
And a million more from abortion.
No, I'm sorry. Fetuses are dead from abortions. People are dead from alcohol and tobacco.
Right. By the way, when is our economy going to crash? I think you said that a couple months ago.
It has crashed terribly. I am a bus driver. I pick people up all the time who have bad teeth, who have bad backs, don't have jobs, who are desperate, who are in pain. Check the street corner and you'll see what an abominable economic situation this nation is in. We have 2.2 million people in prison. This is a horror. This is a totalitarian fascist mess. And it will not stand, sir.
Are they all innocent?
It will not stand. I will not tolerate it.
Are those people in prison innocent?
Yes, 60% of them have not been convicted.
They're innocent, huh? Everybody
until
in prison is innocent,
proven
right?
guilty. Remember, that's a right that you're supposed to cherish. You're innocent until proven guilty. You're innocent until proven guilty. 60% of them have not been convicted.
How do you know that?
The statistics have been released by the Justice Department.
And you believe every statistic you read?
That does not follow logically. Have you ever taken a logic course? That was a non sequitur.
No, but I've taken a common sense course.
No, I don't believe that you have. Well, let me go to the next caller. And thanks for calling in. I actually enjoy arguing with you, so do call in. But I want to go to the next caller. Hi, the number to call is 503-231-8187.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. I was wondering if you would mind. I had a comment regarding Memorial Day.
Uh-huh.
Well, we in America, we had a lot of flag waving and all that sort of thing, which is all very interesting. But I was wondering, do you think there will ever be a Memorial Day for all of the Iraqi freedom fighters that are attempting to defend themselves from the American invaders?
In the United States, as it is currently constituted, of course not. We genocide people, and then we either forget it or we celebrate it. When I drive my bus past Pioneer Square, I say, Genocide Square? No one ever notices.
I just find it amazing that we are willing to accept anything that comes out of El Presidente's mouth. It's just frightening.
But, you know, I think these are interesting times. I think things have gotten too rotten too fast, and I think people are catching on. And I don't think anything's going to happen really fast in terms of political conflagration until it gets to where it's hard to get basic supplies and hard to eat and that sort of thing. But I think, I don't know, there's things on the horizon that can make that happen, and I can see that we desperately need a revolution. I mean, just based on a moral basis and on a basis of human life and respecting the creativity, even the creative force of the universe, we're destroying the ecosystem on this planet, and that's unacceptable. We have to have a revolution, period.
Yeah, well, we have to do something. That the problem is that there aren't a lot of people that are unified in this concept, and there aren't a lot of people that are willing to even say, you know, they would much rather sit in front of their Xboxes or PlayStations than to actually stand up and do something.
Well, what I would suggest is doing something in terms of talking to people about what the real processes and what the real news, you know, what these things are now, and get people's minds set on to the truth, because otherwise, as soon as people have gone a couple of days without so much as a tuna sandwich, they'll be listening to people like Vernon Robinson playing mariachi music and saying that, you know, the queers are going to ruin our nation. Because, and you know, that's working in Russia right now. In Moscow, their gay pride parade was banned, took place anyway, and the police encouraged the Russian Orthodox supporters and just bigoted nuts to pelt them with all manner of material to attack them. They arrested 500 people just for being gay. And
wow.
That's because they're using that sort. I mean, Moscow, things are happening in Moscow that are marginally better than in the rest of that country, but Russia has suffered a terrible economic collapse, and that sort of demagoguery is going over pretty well, and it's easy to do, because when people are ignorant and angry, you just tell them something they're familiar with, tell them something they can get all cranked up and hate about, and they'll go that route.
Certainly, and especially when you look at the influence of the Christian religion in our current culture. You know, I mean, it would be very simple just to, once you know, the primary social economic collapses occur, it would be very simple to lift a select few quotes from the Bible, spread those around like wildfire, and anybody that's not quote-unquote normal is dead.
It's brilliant, really. I mean, you can be a multinational capitalist, and you can suck this country dry, and then when people are hopping mad about it, you can say, the queers did it, and that'll work. Well, I'll go on to the next caller, but
thanks
for calling in. I also want to talk about bird flu. One of the reasons I want to talk about bird flu is that we live in a nation that is occupied by an illegal usurper government, which stole the elections in 2004, and which I believe will continue to Katrina us in any disaster. I have mentioned before that, you know, Portland's set for an earthquake. It's a natural thing around here. We'll get a quake sooner or later. If it's a bad one, look to be Katrina'd. And how would you like to be treated like that? Speaking of Katrina, New Orleans is dangerously unprepared for a hurricane season. This from Durham, North Carolina, from the Institute for Southern Studies. With June 1st marking the arrival of the 2006 hurricane season, Washington has failed to help the devastated city of New Orleans adequately prepare its defenses for another storm, leaving thousands of residents at risk. That's the conclusion of a new report from the nonprofit Institute for Southern Studies, Storm Cloud Over New Orleans. Last September, President Bush pledged to do what it takes to bring back New Orleans, says Sue Sturgis of the Institute. Say that three times quickly. Says Sue Sturgis of the Institute, the reporter's author. Yet, 9 months later, lack of federal leadership and resources have left the city's people dangerously vulnerable if another storm strikes. The study, part of the Institute's Gulf Coast Reconstruction Watch project, looks at four key elements of New Orleans' hurricane defense system, all of which hinge on federal policymaking. The city's levees and flood walls, pump systems for removing flood water, wetlands that buffer storms, and the controversial Mississippi River Gulf outlet. Time is 9:20. You're listening to Press Watch. Number to call, 503-231-8187. Returning to the report, in each area, the report finds that lack of federal leadership has left the crippled city with a patchwork system of storm protection that leaves New Orleans at serious risk. Due to delays in funding and construction, nearly 20% of New Orleans levees and flood walls destroyed by Katrina have not been repaired. What's more, the Army Corps of Engineers has no mandate to protect the city from a Category 4 or 5 hurricane, even though climate trends show storms are growing in intensity. The city's pump system, designed to prevent flooding in low-lying areas, has not been tested and repaired after being corroded after Katrina. Three pumps failed during a light rain in April, and doubts about oversight and evacuation plans have added to the chaos. Federal leaders have done little to restore Louisiana's fast disappearing coastal wetlands, and over the concerns of community leaders, officials have failed to take action to close the Mississippi River Gulf outlet, a 40-year-old relic, which during Katrina breached its levees in 20 places and is responsible for destroying over 20,000 acres of key wetlands. Number to call, 503-231-8187. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Leah.
Hi, Leah.
I wanted to respond to a caller a couple of callers ago who was questioning you about whether what you had to fear, whether or not you had been personally impacted by the invasion of privacy.
I love talking to that guy. It's so fun.
Yeah. It doesn't matter whether you've been impacted or not. It doesn't matter whether you have been invaded. It doesn't matter whether or not you did anything by accident or otherwise on to be targeted for invasion of privacy. The issue is that this is a rule of law. It is part of our Constitution. And whether or not anyone gets targeted by this, that's the issue here. That's a violation of law. That means none of us are safe. It doesn't matter whether I individually was targeted.
That's a great point. You know, the executive branch is charged with upholding the law.
Yes.
They're very cavalier in obeying the laws themselves, so that means that they're not an executive branch, and they're now an emperor.
Yes, it's the law of the land. It's like when one person is not safe here, nobody is safe. It's like, this is the issue. We need to, we got this tunnel vision, well, it's not impacting me. It's like, that's like, well, when they came for my neighbor, da-da-da-da, and then finally they came for me, and there was nobody there. It's like, that's the thing we need to pay attention to.
X, you're next, and there ain't no Y.
Yes. So it is not an issue whether I'm impacted or not. The issue is whether anybody is impacted with this.
Right on.
So it's the law, and we need to uphold the Constitution. So that's what I wanted to say.
Liberal.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Number to call, 503-231-8187. You know, it's funny, if you play your cards right in the right situations in this nation, you can take statements out of the Constitution of the United States, and especially the Bill of Rights, and you read them to people, and if they're not familiar with it, you say, well, why don't we pass this law? You'll get all kinds of guff about it. No, it's too liberal. No, it's dangerous. It's been done before. It's old hat. Next caller, you are on the air.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
In fact, they did some studies presenting people on the street with a Bill of Rights and asking them if they'd vote for it. And a majority would not vote for the Bill of Rights.
No, we want to be ruled like dogs.
Never.
Whip us.
Never even
we like it.
And to the last caller, I would add that it doesn't matter what that lockstep Gestapo mind thinks earlier. He can continue to think in that. There is an idea.
I got to find a better metaphor. I mean, it's a totalitarian is what he wants.
It is authoritarianism. That's what the psychology departments are finding, that there's a brain misshapen in conservatism. It hasn't developed. No, it's true. You can see it on a brain scan. They haven't developed. There's the part of the brain that is fear of death, the fight or flight center, is too dense. They fear death too much to be open-minded. That's the term. It's authoritarianism. But I wanted to point out that there is an idea that's impervious to their assault. If an idea exists that unifies everyone, then the fringes cannot break it into its part, divide it, and conquer it. The last example that I know of this was during the gas crisis or the gas shortages in the 70s. And somebody on Governor McCall's staff proposed odd-numbered license plates get gas on odd-numbered days, and even-numbered license plates get gas on even-numbered days, and it cut the lines in half. The point is that the idea was so strong and it held an integrity that doesn't break open. There is an idea for us in how to reform, reclaim, restore our government, and that's right in Congress, right in voting for Congress this fall. And it can't really be stopped. It unites all of the different left interest groups, the Greens and the energy and the jobs and the health care and the economy, all of those issues come together to join for impeachment, and we can accomplish it by talking among ourselves. We need all of those fringes together. We have something to talk about. We have something to talk about when we have this common idea.
Well, speaking of elections, now,
write in your vote.
Everyone says everything's okay here because we have mail-in ballots, and I disagree. We have mail-in ballots, and you know, one of my criticism of that is it's the bully vote. You know, whoever can intimidate, bamboozle, or grab the ballot of the 80-year-old, you know, invalid. Excuse me, 80-year-old who are not invalid.
I think the
110-year-old invalid. Who can, you know, and so whoever pulls the weight in that household is going to get the vote.
I think you overstate the incidence. Yeah, there's some percentage of that, but it's not a determining percentage.
But it's worse. We have ES and S tabulators here in Multnomah County, and I don't know who calibrates them, under what conditions they calibrate them, when they can recalibrate them, and what the spoilage rate is. And we have to know all those things, and we have to have exit polls, and we have to be very, very careful in these upcoming elections because the Republicans are poised to steal them by fraud.
We're so much better off in Oregon. The rest of the states could emulate us. Your worries are overstated.
We don't know that yet. All I know so far is we have an ES&S tabulator, and
yeah,
I know
they
can be jury-rigged to increase spoilage in certain districts. And so
I will not
issue a further report until I have more information.
But they're tabulating paper ballots. The paper ballots that we return, and you can check the tabulator by going and doing a manual check. It has some problems with it, but it is so much of an improvement over the electronic machines.
I wouldn't disagree with you there, but
and write-in balloting creates a paper ballot.
All right, I would say that these steps do have to be taken, and this vigilance must be maintained, especially under the circumstances.
Sure, but it's,
okay. Let me go to the next caller.
I'm losing sleep over it.
I will. Well, let me go to the next caller.
Write-in votes.
Okay, thanks. That's a cool idea. I wanted to get more information on bird flu. I guess I will save that for next week. But I will take a last caller if the caller is still online.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's interesting. Just one quick comment about bird flu, and then I want to move on to something else. But there's an article in The Nation last year by Jeremy Scahill where it talked about the vice president and Judith Miller.
30 seconds.
Of all people playing bird flu war games. But look, there's a lot of evidence that these guys in power now are actually behind September 11th. If you go to 911truth.org, there's a really good posting right now by David Ray Griffin. And once you start looking at the evidence, it becomes amazingly clear. I mean, Building 7 collapsed and no airplane even hit it. And it was a third building right there by the Twin
Towers. Building 7 is a really strange case. Anything else? We've got 10 seconds.
There's a lot more things besides Building 7, a lot of things like that. About September 11th that you ought to check out.
Excellent. Okay, yeah, I think you're right. I really do. Okay, thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned for more of the Incomparable Radio Zine on KBOO.
The preceding KBOO program was made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay and Lesbian Community Yellow Pages, providing a wide array of gay-friendly business listings. For more information, call 503-230-7701 or www.pdxgayyellowpages.com. Stay tuned now for an interview with Harley L. Sachs, author of The Mystery Club and The Hidden Witness, which features murder and intrigue in a Portland assisted living home.